This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio, and it's Friday. I love Fridays, because Fridays I always have guests on that I thoroughly enjoy having on, because I just like to talk to them, and today is no different as a typical Friday for me. We've got the Superhuman Radio supplement guru, Matt Cahill, on the show today. How you doing, Matt?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Good, good. And we're going to be talking about growth hormone boosters. I mean, the industry is loaded with them. I don't care what industry, I don't care whether you're a bodybuilder, whether you're just a fitness enthusiast, whether you're anti-aging. Everybody has a growth hormone booster out there, but do they really work? And of course, when you put Matt on the job, he will seek out what works, what doesn't, and tell you straightforward. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Matt, I just want to mention something. We had an off-the-hook episode of Superhuman Radio yesterday.
What was it?
We did a show yesterday with a fella who lives in Bahrain named Ali Amini. Do you know who he is?
No.
It sounds
familiar, though.
He specializes in this whole WADA doping.
The doping guy. Yeah.
Well, he gave a piece of information on yesterday's show that after the show, he was like, dude, I've never mentioned that on the air anywhere, and I've done interviews all over the world. He goes, I've never given this. He gave information yesterday about a masking agent that will cover up just about any drug. Now, naturally, we were talking about performance-enhancing drugs.
Right.
And so he was explaining how they look for the metabolites, and he gave a masking agent yesterday that totally blockades the metabolites from leaving the body. But he said to me off the air, it would work with just about any drug where they're looking for levels of a metabolite in your bloodstream. And the show has been downloaded since yesterday afternoon when I loaded it 38,000 times already. It's all over the internet already. It's off the hook. And it's a Superhuman Radio exclusive. I'm not going to give it away. You're going to have to listen to the show. Yeah. It's a great show. It was yesterday's show. And it's all about how elite athletes mask performance-enhancing drugs off the hook. And he was like, dude, I could charge for that information. We just gave it away to the public. I says, look,
he
man. Yeah, I says, look.
He could have made a fortune.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He goes, I said, look, man, you got to give stuff to people. You got to give it to them. And that was it. But he's a cool dude. He's going to be on the show again sometime.
With 38,000 people downloading it in one day, obviously there's people that want the information too, so.
Well, any athlete, any professional athlete could benefit from this. Any collegiate athlete could benefit from this. But never mind that. Any guy who works in a job where he is periodically drug tested could benefit from it. It was off the hook, Matt. When he said it, I was like, oh my God, that's it? You could do that? And it's like, yes, it's very effective. 12 to 24 hours prior to your drug test, if you do this, this is it.
Wow. Yeah, I have a lot of friends that are NYPD cops and Nassau County cops. And, people other than just professional sports players, collegiate players that would consider using it.
Well, I'll tell you something funny. I have a good friend who plays pro hockey, and he went to Germany to play pro hockey, and he's on HRT. And the league that he was going to play for in Germany, they don't even allow HRT. And he called me like the day before, and he calls me from Germany. He goes, Carl, he goes, I have to go for blood work tomorrow. He goes, I haven't told him I'm on HRT yet. And he legitimately is on HRT. He's gotten hit so many times in the head, his pituitary stopped working.
Wow.
So he's on growth hormone. He's on everything. And so he's like, I don't know what to do. He goes, is there any way for me to take a supplement that will reduce my testosterone levels even moderately? And at that time in space, I was like, dude, you know, no, you should have called me 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, really?
Things could have been done. And he said, well, I'm just going to have to tell him the truth. He told them the truth and they sent them home.
Wow.
And if I had this information, I would have said, dude, just
take
do
that
this.
Quick.
That's it. Hurry up, man. Go
take
get it.
It quick.
Yeah. Yeah. So there again, Superhuman Radio exclusive shit, man. Oh, excuse me. I'll have to bleep that on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little too loose-lipped lately on the show. Anyway, the reason that everybody's listening today is because of the fact that all of us have used growth hormone boosters at one time or another. And growth hormone boosters are one of those things that you really don't know if they're working. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, ominous. I don't know if I feel like it's working or how do I know it's working. So people have to kind of just trust what they're taking. So let's talk about that. Are there any growth hormone boosters that truly do raise growth hormone?
I've got a list of a few that do raise it considerably, and by that I mean more than 100%. So, I mean that's greater than doubling. And with the amount, just from doing the quick research on it, it seems that growth hormone levels in adults start dropping at around the age of 20, and they drop about 14% every 10 years. So it is significant that as we get older, we get less. And, I mean, that corresponds to everything else with disease and loss of muscle mass and everything else that we've talked about, you know, 50 times now.
But it also should be mentioned, and I have to mention this because it would be reckless of me not to say this. Growth hormone should not be considered an anti-aging or longevity agent. And here's why I say that. It should be considered an agent that will improve the quality of life, but not necessarily the length of life. And the reason I say that is because we know very, very specifically through the experiments that have been done on idiopathic short stature, especially when they're using rat models, that transgenic rats that overproduce growth hormone have much shorter lifespans than rats that produce normal levels of growth hormone. And we only have to look to individuals with, what is it called, acromegaly?
Yeah, acromegaly.
Which is giantism, which they have a pituitary adenoma generally. It's a benign adenoma, but what it does is it causes the pituitary to overproduce growth hormone. And these individuals have very, very troublesome lives, organ growth and bone growth that ends up becoming debilitating. And they usually die.
Very young.
Yeah, they usually die like at 30, 40 years old. And so
yeah.
Growth hormone should not be looked at like a longevity agent. It should be looked at something that is designed to improve the quality of life while you're doing other things to lengthen your life. So
I agree.
I just want to say that. Okay.
No, I agree with you.
So what works?
First on the list, you know, my big time favorite, L-Dopa or Macuna, you know, whichever way you want to get it. But it increases dopamine, increases HGH, increases testosterone, LH, FSH, decreases prolactin. It causes a peak increase in growth hormone between 45 and 120 minutes after taking it. In a study done with healthy people, it increased growth hormone 221%, and in older patients, it increased it 167%. So it's significant in both groups. And I saw a lot of studies that were done using mainly women for the test for growth hormone, but this happened to be one that also was using men. So to me, that's a significant increase. You know, to be able to double or triple your level. After taking it from something that's just an oral capsule that you can get from anywhere,
especially if you use the metrics that you just shared with us, that 14% after 20 every how many years?
Every 10 years.
Every 10 years,
14%.
So if you look at your age and use that, extend out 14% every decade, and look where you are. And then take that and double it and see if you're back to where you were at youthful levels. Chances are you are. So that is significant. That means something as far as I'm concerned.
Right. I agree. So that I was trying to find stuff that we could show would be a significant increase, not stuff where there's all kinds of things that'll raise it 5% or 2% or whatever. And I was looking for at least 100%, which would be doubling from wherever you're currently at. And since we know that at the age of 20, it's going to start to decrease, it's most people that use supplements would be in the decreasing range, whereas, 18 to 20, 18 to 21, although there's a lot of people that are using those supplements, there's far more using it from 21 and on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then let's stay with L-Dopa for just for a second longer. You love L-Dopa because it really kind of turbocharges everything that the pituitary does, doesn't it?
And everything that you would want, and decreases the things that you don't. You know, you don't want high amounts of prolactin, and it decreases that, and it increases everything along the pituitary axis. So, besides growth hormone and dopamine, you're getting, and testosterone, you're still getting LH and FSH, which is still beneficial.
So it sounds to me like a good standardized Mucuno, and I know Sabinsa is an organization that produces a standardized Mucuna product that is very, very high in L-DOPA. But here's my question. Well, you know what? I want to ask you about the safety of long-term use of that type of a product. We have to go into a break, so let's hang tight. And when we come back, we'll be talking more with Matt Cahill about growth hormone boosters that do work and don't work. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Life is a continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitric EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LDA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games. We just help you win them.
We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to Gear. Gear is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. Gear is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. Gear causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get Gear today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Gear. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with supplement guru Matt Cahill. We're talking about growth hormone boosters that really do work. And, you know, by the way, I just want to mention this. The top listened to shows, they end up on the front page of Superhuman Radio. Anytime a show gets downloaded so much and listened to so much, it ends up in the most popular show list, which is down at the bottom right-hand side. And do you know what one of the shows is, Matt?
Which one?
Supplements, supplements worth spending money on.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Show number 475, man. Very good. Kudos. Anyway, look, here's my question. I mean, I like taking Mucuna. It also creates a sense of well-being, energy. It's also great before sex because it makes you much more aroused. But here's my concern. People who take levodopa and carbidopa for Parkinson's disease, the increase in dopamine tends to do something to the neurons over time and actually causes them to stop working properly. Is that something you think just happens in people who have Parkinson's, or you think it's you have to be cautious with how often you use a supplement like this?
I think you have to be cautious with any supplement that you use. It probably has more effect because of their Parkinson's. Because there were a few studies done with Makuna that showed that it was improving benefit of certain neurons even in people with Parkinson's, Carbidopa wasn't. So it's probably unlikely to happen. But I'm just someone who believes that, you know, all supplements you need to take a break from all supplements. And you know, maybe you can go 3 months with using it, take a month off, then go 3 months using it, take a month off, like that. There's very few supplements that I think that should be taken continuously for, you know, years on end, or even, you know, more than 6 months on end.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's number one on the list. What's next?
Next one on the list I have is GABA.
GABA too. I haven't used it in a while, but I love it right before bedtime.
And that's when it's perfect to be used, not only for improvements in quality of sleep and being able to sleep, which it seems like on our caffeine-driven society everyone needs, it causes cells to secrete more growth hormone. So, again, something natural. Start out with a low dose. There's a few side effects where you can have a shortness of breath. I had a good friend whose father started taking it to try to avoid having to go get a prescription for growth hormone. And he happened to be one of the people that it's a rare amount that get it at a very low dose, but you can get a shortness of breath as dose increases.
In my experience, the shortness of breath and the paresthesia in the extremities, which are two symptoms that you can develop. But here's the good news. With GABA, it lasts maybe a couple, 3 minutes, but it feels like a really long 3 minutes, because as you're experiencing this, you're like, damn, this doesn't feel good. The shortness of breath is almost like it makes you catch your breath. You go, you know, but it goes away in just a couple minutes. But I find that it only happens at about 3 grams and above.
And that's what I was going to say was I would start at 500 milligrams if it's something that you wanted to try. I would start at 500 milligrams. And I would work up slowly, but I wouldn't go above the 3 gram dose. I just don't know if you'd need it.
I wonder why. You know, I've always known that taking a high dose of GABA will cause that, and paresthesia, pins and needles in your hands and feet. You'll get tingling and stuff.
Tingling in the legs.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I've always wondered why it did that. I know that it interacts with the GABA receptor, which is the same thing that benzodiazepines do, like Valium and stuff. But Valium doesn't make you short of breath. Why does GABA do that?
I don't know. And I tried to find a reason for it when I was doing the research on it. And I couldn't. The only thing I can come up with is that with it having to deal with neurotransmitters, there must be something that it's signaling for that something like Valium doesn't. But I couldn't find out what it was. So
it's also worth mentioning for people who have children who have mild ADD that GABA
is a big benefit.
Yeah, GABA is a natural supplement that you can turn to before pharmaceuticals at about 500 milligrams three times a day on an empty stomach. GABA, as Matt just mentioned, is part of the neurotransmitter Milu, and it's actually the suppressive neurotransmitter. It's the one that relaxes you and makes the neurons calm down.
And children with ADHD were shown to have lower natural levels of it, so it would kind of make sense that that taking it would help, you know, let's say calm these kids down.
And just for the sake of mentioning this, and this has nothing to do with the show, individuals who develop Parkinson's disease tend to have pituitary anomalies to begin with, if you suffer from short stature, you have a higher probability of developing Parkinson's disease. There is some sort of co-relationship between GABA growth hormone and the onset of PD. So GABA is really, maybe very valuable to people who, have suffered from short stature or have PD in their bloodline, in their immediate family. There seems to be some benefits from supplementing with GABA. Just throwing that out there, has nothing to do with the growth hormone response. Okay, go ahead. So GABA, right before bed, start out at 500 milligrams and work your way up. What do you think the maximum dose is?
I think it's probably between 2 and 3 grams, depending on body weight. You know,
okay.
If you're someone that's under 200 pounds, I'd probably stay around 2 grams. you're above 200, then you could probably tolerate 3. If you seem to have the shortness of breath that goes on for, you know, more than a couple minutes, back down the dose by 500 milligrams, and then, you know, you could try building up again slowly in a week or two.
Right. Okay. And interestingly enough, and I don't know if you found this, but when I did research on GABA years ago, I found that the rise in growth hormone, the pulse, the increase in the pulse and growth hormone is directly dose dependent. You get a threefold increase from 3 grams. You get a fivefold increase from 5 grams.
It is. And I think that might be a problem where you do some research on it and instantly you start finding the side effects. And it's probably because someone sees that and that feeds right into the more is better, you know,
that
everyone wants to believe. This happens to be something in that it is a larger increase, but it doesn't necessarily make it better. And
that's
so someone
right.
who might start out with 5 grams right away and, you know, they feel like they're being choked and their whole body's tingling, you know, as soon as that stops, it's instantly they tell everyone they can think of how bad it is.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay. All right. So GABA was number 2 on the list. What else you got?
The combination of arginine and lysine together.
Not
arginine alone, but arginine and lysine together. Showed a 700% increase in growth hormone in 90 minutes, and this was taken orally, not by injection.
Okay. And that's important because a lot of the research that was done on arginine and glutamine was intravenously administered arginine and glutamine, number one, which has a different response in the body than when you take orally arginine and glutamine. And something that Ali Amini mentioned to me yesterday when he heard me mention that we were doing this show today,
okay.
He said when glutamine is taken orally, it has a higher conversion to ammonia, and it cancels out the effects of arginine somatostatin blocking abilities. And I thought that was interesting. He says when they take it intravenously, it acts totally differently. So you're
right.
Saying that arginine and lysine, the research you saw, was orally administered.
There was a study where they used equal doses. I believe it was 1,200 milligrams of each one twice, and it was L-lysine, and I believe it was arginine hydrochloride. And the two of them were taken orally with a 700% increase. And it was this combo of these two orally was more effective than 30 grams of arginine alone. So it's a significant difference between the two.
Okay, now here's my question to you. This is a much larger pulse of growth hormone than the other two that you mentioned prior. Why wasn't this number one on your list? I'm just curious.
The reason why I didn't have it is there is some research that shows that arginine taken prior to workout stunts the GH response post-workout.
Huh.
And with needing to take it once or twice a day, I'm just trying to estimate of when people would take it, and I assume one is going to be before they go to bed. And so if it was then again taken again before pre-workout, it might not be the ideal situation.
Interesting. And interestingly enough, it's a very, very big trend in the physical culture segment to use L-arginine or these nitric oxide precursors pre-workout.
Right. Now, it was only one study, so I'm not saying that, you know, it's a definite that it happens. It just happened to be that there's a recent study that showed that it was not beneficial to be used prior to workout.
Gotcha. Okay.
And because of the dose, you know, you're taking probably, you know, 3 to 4 grams a day. It's a large dose when you compare it to something, you know, GABA where you're going to take a gram, or L-DOPA where you're going to take 1 or 2 grams, something like that.
Right. Okay. So that's number 3 on your list as far as being effective. And 700% increase is really pretty darn good. Now, could you stack GABA, arginine, and lysine together as a pre-bedtime secretagogue?
I would think you could, just because all of them are working differently.
Different pathways, right?
Yeah, they're all working through different pathways. None of them, at least, you know, looking quickly, would inhibit the other one from working. And the authors in the study with arginine and lysine did make a note to say that they thought that the benefits of using arginine hydrochloride or something like pyroglutamate was better than just using the L base of either one, because one will end up competing with receptors for the other one. So there may be something to it that if you were to take all of them and the next compound on our list prior to bed, you know, maybe you could get a probably not an additive benefit, but maybe significantly more. Like, I don't think you could just say, well, this does 700. GABA does 400, L-DOPA does 200, so between them we're going to have 1,300.
Right.
You know,
but they definitely should have some sort of symbiotic effect when you stack them together.
And they should, because they're all working towards the same thing, but doing it differently.
Okay. So, and so, you know, Matt, we're actually giving the short list of a supplement for any supplement company that's listening out there, right?
We really are.
Okay. So now what's the next one?
Tell them to send the checks to Superhuman Radio.
There you go. And we'll split it. We'll go to Vegas. Okay.
Right.
All right. So what's the next one?
Next on the list, an odd one, gelatin.
You mean like bovine gelatin?
Like Jell-O.
No kidding?
Yep. There was a study done on various proteins and their response to growth hormone taken pre-workout, and gelatin was found to have the largest increase in growth hormone during and post-workout from a dose of gelatin of 0.6 grams per kilo of body weight. So for a 100 kilo guy or 220 pounds, it would be 60 grams. The researchers thought it was odd because it was one of the only incomplete proteins that they
tested. I was just going to say that. One of the reasons why there's a certain brand that I'm not going to mention of a protein bar out there that uses a hydrolyzed form of gelatin as one of their primary sources of protein, and this particular supplement was actually created at one time for burn victims, so I could see why they would use it for that.
Right.
But I've always thought, gee, that's an incomplete, it's almost a very incomplete form of protein, and why would you even go for that? But you're saying that it actually causes a pulse of growth hormone.
It is significantly more than soy or whey, or I believe casein was also tested, but significantly more than all of them. And the research.
So how would you use that? How would you use that as a pre or post workout? Would you use it pre? Would you use it post?
I would use it pre.
Really?
The peak was at 90 minutes. So, if you took it 30 minutes before you worked out, it's peaking right at the end of your workout. That's where I would use it.
Wouldn't it be funny? We're going to see people in gyms eating Jell-O before they work out, and they're going to go, what the hell are you doing? Oh, I heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Eating a big thing of Jell-O right before they get underneath the squat rack.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be great. And another side effect is you'll have really beautiful fingernails.
Right.
All right, so you were just about to say before I interrupted you about the research on
the researchers attributed to it happens to have, which goes into what we had just said previously, it happens to have the highest content of natural arginine than any of the other complete proteins.
Wow, that's really interesting.
So even though it's incomplete when looking at the whole spectrum, it had the highest amount of that compared to proteins that would be considered complete.
So, this is kind of like when you look at free-form amino acids like BCAAs, we know that it's the, now I'm going to forget. Isn't this funny? It's not valine, not leucine. It's leucine. It's leucine that has the anabolic effect in the BCAAs. So there's some proteins that have higher degrees of leucine, like whey protein, for instance.
Exactly.
And that's why they're more anabolic than, say, a soy protein. But this is really interesting. Wow, gelatin. So 60 grams, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's more than what your average serving of your whey protein shake would be.
Yeah, right.
Almost double. And in some cases, depending on the protein, could be triple.
But I wonder how that works out to eating a chunk of Jell-O. We're going to have to look into this. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. That's really interesting stuff right there, Matt. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about growth hormone boosters that work. Where else would you hear that eating Jell-O pre-workout could boost growth hormone but Superhuman Radio? All right, we'll be right back. A company committed to truth in advertising, to science-driven product development, a company that still believes in accountability to its customers. All American EFX is that company. With a full line of performance-enhancing aids like Crealkaline EFX Pro, muscle pump amplifiers like Nitrix EFX, growth and recovery enhancers like LBA Pro and LG5 Pro, and a fully tested core nutrition series. So if you want the very best in bodybuilding and performance supplements, go to any GNC or visit AAEFX.com today. That's AAEFX.com. All American EFX. We don't play games, we just help you win them. We all know how effective amino acid supplements are. Well, get ready to be shocked. Amino acid supplements just reached a new level of strength. Say hello to GEAR. GEAR is super concentrated, super potent, and so bioavailable, it's equivalent to injectable amino acids. GEAR is best used between meals to keep nitrogen balances tilted towards anabolism. GEAR causes an increase in anabolic signaling that tells your muscles it's time to grow. Get GEAR today by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. GEAR. This ain't your daddy's amino acid supplement. Life is a continuum. continuous journey, and Change Your Life Now gives you the tools for continuous empowerment. Change Your Life Now is a practical guide to the biological process of age reversal. It's deliberately understandable and concise, so you can employ its message immediately and begin to realize the changes within days. The reader need only provide a positive attitude, desire, and discipline, and the results are guaranteed. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Change Your Life Now banner ad to learn more or to order your copy today. Don't wait another moment. Change your life now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Selective androgen receptor modulators represent the future of hormone replacement therapy. Institutions looking to perform research depend upon the potency and authenticity of the materials they buy. That's why your institution needs to trust Chemex for their SARMS materials. Go to chemx.net today for SARMS S4 for your research project. Don't trust the success of your project to questionable sources. Trust chemx.net. That's chemx.net. Chemex.net.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Carmela Cierzo just posted on my Facebook page that they sell Jell-O in 99-gram portion sizes. Wow. Who
really?
Knew? Yeah, I mean, you know what? I see a supplement here. I see a pre-workout, pre-bedtime Jell-O mix that has a variety of these supplements already blended into them. And it's like, it's a pre-bedtime meal, you know?
Yeah, well, what's funny is, you know, if you took something, I mean, imagine it's really more like a thickening agent, depending on how you use it. If you mix it in something like cottage cheese, I would think it would be perfect before you go to bed. You know,
yeah.
mix it in cottage cheese before you go to bed. It gets a little thicker. You're getting both. They're long digesting proteins. Get a huge boost in growth hormone.
You know, I actually used gelatin packets probably 8 or 9 years ago when I first started lifting heavy because I believed that it would contribute to soft tissue deployment, like for ligaments and muscle fascia. But I mean, you know, between you and me, it's pretty funky tasting if it doesn't have flavor in it.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't want to eat a block of it natural.
Yeah, but Jell-O, I mean, I could see using a sugar-free Jell-O product as long as it's not aspartame-based. But anyway, yeah, okay, so what else we got?
Which is the next compound, melatonin.
Yeah.
And it's made a recent, there was a study done within the last 2 years that showed that taking it prior to working out, again, boosted the growth hormone response.
It also made athletes stronger. I remember seeing a study a long time ago on athletes who squatted and took like a 2 milligram or 1 milligram melatonin prior to squatting, and they actually were stronger with the melatonin.
Right.
Which is totally baffling to me because melatonin makes you sleepy, but maybe it like dewires you so you could be more focused. I don't know.
Maybe. Now here was the thing that the training sessions when they were doing the study were earlier in the day, so it. My guess is that if you were someone who trained later in the day, let's say, you know, after 6 o'clock or after 7 o'clock, there's a chance it might not be as beneficial as you think, just because you could get tired during the workout or immediately after the workout, and that's pretty early in the day to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Now this just happens to be something, after reading the study, myself and a good friend of mine, Rob Clark, decided to try it out in our morning cardio sessions and workout just to see how it did or didn't do anything. And neither one of us liked it at all.
Yeah.
We both got really drowsy in the early afternoon and had to have extra stimulants to then wake us up from it.
Right.
So if it were me, I wouldn't use it. But I've seen recently a lot of very, very large supplement companies have started putting it in a lot of their pre-workout products. So
you have seen them doing it?
I have seen them doing it.
I got to tell you, I think that it's interesting to experiment with melatonin, but I don't think it's wise to take it on a regular basis during the day, because while it may spike growth hormone, it is totally going to screw up the circadian rhythm of your body, which will have profound negative effects on your health over time. So, I think that it's reckless to be putting melatonin in a pre-workout supplement or any type of supplement that people are going to take during the day. Melatonin is the primary nighttime hormone. It's domino one. It's the first hormone that's produced that tells all the other hormones, we're getting ready to go to sleep. It's time for you guys to get busy. And I think fooling the body by taking it during the day is a problem. And I will say this also, that melatonin and GABA have an antagonistic relationship because it's actually intraocular GABA that is produced that signals to the suprachiasmatic nuclei that now it's daytime, shut melatonin off.
Right.
So if you're taking melatonin and GABA except at night before bed, I would say to you that you may be causing some confusion for your hormones the rest of the day.
Yeah, I thought it was an odd ingredient to want to study pre-workout to see what it did. I mean, maybe they were thinking what you had just said, which is, you know, maybe it'll cause people to calm down a little bit or something like that, and then you'll be able to focus more or whatever it was. But to just randomly, what seems random, to just randomly pick melatonin out of the air and try it pre-workout to test the levels to see what it does.
Well, doesn't it make sense to you, Matt, when you think about it? We produce the largest pulse of growth hormone at night, at bedtime, usually about 2 hours after we fall asleep, and melatonin peaks at night. And then if you look at children, children produce like 10 times more melatonin up until the age of about 13 or 14, and that's when growth hormone levels are the highest. So I can see why they would suspect it would have an effect on growth hormone.
Right, I can see it. I agree with you that I don't think it's a good idea to take something that is the signal to your body that it's time to sleep in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, and like I said, it was one of the reasons why I wanted to try it, because that was my initial thought, was is that you're going to end up getting drowsy in late afternoon, 4 or 5 o'clock, and it's just not going to work out. We were working out at 9 in the morning or 10 in the morning, and it ended up being around 1 o'clock, that, you know, very, very sluggish. So we tried it for like maybe it was 2 weeks or so. Didn't see any benefit in anything else, and I don't think that you would see a benefit in any growth hormone product within 2 weeks. Let me just be clear with that.
Right.
But just to see that if it did anything else, if it had any slight boost on performance or anything, and it ended up just being worse, I think, overall for use at that time.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else on the list?
Yeah, I actually have one that probably people would never think of, which is exercise and HIIT-style cardio.
Really?
They cause significant increases in growth hormone pulse.
Now, when we talk about exercise, are we talking about extreme resistance training or resistance training? Are we just talking about, like, just throwing anything around exercise?
We're talking about resistance training. I didn't see in the study what weight they were using, you know, in comparing to their, you know, single rep max. But what was key was is that it was more than it more had to do with the amount of rest in between sets, not necessarily the overall weight that they were lifting. The key was that the workout needed to be from 30 to 60 minutes in length, but the rest in between sets was limited to 30 to 45 seconds.
So short rest period seems
short
to
rest period.
Yeah, interesting.
And HIIT style cardio, which is the, you know, sprinting, all out sprinting for a period, and then going to a jogging, you know, walking type period, and then repeating over and over. In a 30-second all-out sprint, that increased growth hormone 530%.
Man.
So it's significant. And even a lower, still 30 seconds, but in a lower all-out effort, not your all-out max, but slightly less, was still a 450% increase.
Wow, that's really very impressive.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something interesting. A lot of people, and you probably are aware of this, but a lot of people aren't aware of this, but when the University of Florida was working on the Gatorade project, when they were looking for different ingredients to put in Gatorade, one of the ingredients they were going to put in Gatorade was actually niacin, nicotinic acid. And the reason is that the researchers there learned that if you take 200 milligrams of niacin every 15 minutes during a cardiovascular or resistance training, the pulse of growth hormone is magnified fivefold.
Wow.
And the reason for that is because niacin reduces the release of free fatty acids by the liver. Now, obviously, I experimented with this a decade ago, and it is not a comfortable thing. 200 milligrams of niacin creates flushing and itchiness, and also will make your other gym friends think that you have a really bad rash or you're about to stroke. Because I had people come up to me and go, what's wrong with you? Your face is all red. And I'm like, oh, I'm experimenting with niacin. You know, it's
then the people look at you like you've got 10 heads.
Yeah, yeah. Like, why would you do that? And then, it increases growth hormone. They're like, oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, they did not include it in the original Gatorade product because of the flushing and the itching that it caused. And also in prolonged doses of 200 milligrams every 15 minutes for prolonged periods, it could actually cause some real funky things to happen to your liver that you don't want to happen. But I thought that was interesting also that they were actually working on that when they were producing Gatorade. So, all right, so now, is there anything else on the list? Because then I have some hard-hitting questions for you.
No, that's the whole list.
Okay, so here's the hard-hitting questions. We know that men pulse growth hormone every 3 hours and women pulse growth hormone every 1.5 hours, and we know that the greatest pulse occurs at night during sleep. So do these secretagogues, growth hormone boosters, do they really do anything significant, or will they ever be comparable to just injecting 1 or 2 IUs of growth hormone a day?
I don't think they'll ever be comparable to injecting 1 or 2 IUs of growth hormone every day or every other day or probably every 3 days.
Right.
But I think there's something to be said where you had said in the beginning, you know, when you're taking the products, you're kind of left to the faith of whoever's making the product that it's going to work. The same could be said for injecting growth hormone. At a low dose of injecting growth hormone of something like 1 IU every other day or every few days, you're not likely to see massive increases in strength or muscle mass. You're most likely to see a leaning out effect, and that's going to take
months.
That's going to take a significant amount of time anyways.
Right.
So you could say the same for that. So now if that is the prescription use of the drug, then I think if people were expecting similar results out of a supplement, you know, you're automatically setting yourself up for failure. I couldn't find a single study that showed that there, with these increases in growth hormone, that those directly translated to increases in lean mass. It doesn't mean that they might not. It just means that no one's done a study on it yet to show that it happens.
And the reality is, with growth hormone, most people need to be very patient. I mean, you generally, the rule of thumb is if you're taking 1 to 2 IUs of growth hormone, or let's put it this way, if you're taking up to 10 IUs of growth hormone a week, the real profound results don't show up for 3 to 4 months. Like, it's
right.
3 or 4 months, and then all of a sudden you go, wow, I'm getting leaner now, and my muscles are getting fuller, and I look different. My skin is changing, you know, and so on and so on. A lot of people talk about the anecdotal stuff, like, oh, I'm sleeping better. That usually happens within the first week or two.
Right.
But the meat and potato stuff takes a long time to come along.
Right. And I think you should expect the same from this. I think that if it is going to happen, it's going to take multiple months worth of use. And again, I don't think you should take it straight for that many months. But I think if you take it for whatever it is going to be for 3 months, take a month off, take it for 3 months, take a month off, progressively is where you would see the benefit. How much of an increase it's going to be, I don't know. Probably not a ton, but you don't see a ton out of injectable growth hormone.
Right, exactly.
It's when it's added to other things.
Okay, and so when we come back, I'm going to hit you with the hard question. Why even bother? We're talking today with Matt Cahill. He is the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru. We're talking about growth hormone boosters that work. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Are you tired of the same old pre-workout product? Would you like to catapult your body's growth and performance potential to an entirely new level? LG Science's Anadrolic State GT is the world's first kinetic amplification system. Anadrolic State GT goes beyond the pre-workout powders in functionality, adaptation, and power. Anadrolic State GT is the first of its kind, allowing users to take aggressive control in the gym with ferocious focus, explosive energy, and dominating strength. Anadrolic State GT is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet, and other fine retailers. Get your
yours today and join the LG Sciences Uprising. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I see a growth hormone boosting Jell-O supplement in the near future in the supplement industry. I'm sitting here and thinking about it, Matt. I'm thinking like, okay, you put some Macuna in it and a little bit of GABA. The lysine is already in the protein source. You make it a nice cherry flavor. You eat it before bed.
There you go.
500% increase in growth hormone, and you're on your way.
Yep.
All right, so why even fool with these supplements? I mean, what benefits are there to raising growth hormone? Obviously, the ones that you can see take a while to accumulate. So why even fool with them?
The reason why I would think that you would want to do it is that you have to look at how these hormones are used all together in the body, and it's none of them are used alone in one single acute dose by themselves. As you were saying before about the pulses with growth hormone, everything together is working in concert. Because of levels of testosterone, because of levels of growth hormone in the liver, there's an increase in production of IGF-1 in the liver. Because of that, there's a reduction in things like myostatin and so on and so forth. And so it's the concert of the collective use of these, let's call them generally anabolic hormones,
right,
that are giving the benefits, not just the single use of an acute dose of one. And so if you're looking to improve overall health, overall performance, whatever it may be, you want to try to look at it, you know, in that aspect is that you really want to mimic the way the body is using these to their fullest when you're in puberty or whatever it is. Although the levels are much higher at puberty or when you're, you know, you're growing in your growing phases and growing up, they're all being used in concert.
Right. Right.
And so to me, that makes the most sense, so that if you're already using some of these other supplements, like a test booster or, you know, and you're taking protein, you know, what does it take to add gelatin to your protein? Probably nothing.
Yeah.
You know, you're already taking a test booster. What would it take to add Macuna to it? Nothing.
Nothing, because it's actually going to help boost your testosterone as well.
It's going to do it anyway.
Right.
What would it take to add GABA to take before you go to bed? You know, it doesn't take anything. And you're going to sleep better. That alone improves performance, improves recovery, makes you feel better during the day. All of that increases testosterone. And then you're going to increase GH, which we know is going to work well in concert with testosterone. So to me, it's if you're looking at it together, the whole big picture, that's how the body uses it together. They all use it together in concert. So that would be the way to do it. Would I use just one GH boosting ingredient or supplement, and that would be my only way that I'm trying to like work this concert, let's say? No, I wouldn't. If this is the only supplement I were going to take, this isn't the one I would choose. You know, I'd go back to our list of, you know, 10 things that are worth our money.
Right, right. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, that makes really good sense. I mean, I was asking myself, gee, why? But you make a good argument there that it is, and it's kind of like if you were to cook a meal, you know, and leave one of the key ingredients out, it's not the same meal, you know.
Sure, you know, will you still be eating, you know, whatever beef, you know, or whatever the main ingredient is that is? You will. Will it taste the same?
No,
probably not. You know what I mean?
Right. There's also something to be said about the benefits of growth hormone on sleep. And what people need to realize is that if you wake up in the middle of the night wide awake, like for no reason at all, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, why am I wide awake? Or if you have frequent nightmares or night terrors, you are experiencing nighttime hypoglycemic episodes. To sit here and discuss the dangers of hypoglycemia would be a totally different show, but just from the standpoint of how it impairs sleep, growth hormone causes a change in the body's desire to use fat as its primary substrate for energy. At night, when you're sleeping, you're fasted. So using glucose as your primary source of energy becomes challenging for the body because it has to take things like proteins and fats and turn them into glucose to supply the brain and organs with energy. Well, growth hormone allows the body to take triglycerides and use them for energy for the mitochondria. When you are older and growth hormone is like not even pulsing anymore at night, you tend to have sleep issues. When you get growth hormone levels back under control and you create a nighttime pulse, and I got to believe that the most benefit from these boosters happens if you take it pre-bedtime. I have to believe that. I mean, post-workout, you're already going to be spiking growth hormone to a degree, and maybe you can enhance it a little bit. But I see the most benefit pre-bedtime. What do you think about that?
I do, too. I think that there's something to be said as to how restful REM sleep is and truly deep sleep instead of the, you know, the halfway sleep that you're basically tossing and turning all night. And although there do seem to be increases taken, you know, when you take it pre-workout, like you said, you're going to get a post-workout spike anyways, and even by something as changing the rest in between your sets causes a significant increase. So you could do that anyway. So there isn't necessarily a reason to take it pre-workout when you could be taking it before you go to bed. And like I said, with the amount of people that are downing caffeine at an alarming rate, most people probably don't get that great of sleep to begin
with. Right, right.
And that's in all age groups, young people,
yes,
old people, in class. I mean, I have a 17-year-old sister who has a terrible time sleeping because of all the studying that she's doing in high school, you know.
Right. And we, especially in the United States, have taken the attitude that sleep is optional. We act like sleep is actually an intrusion into our lives, like, oh, you know, I've got to go to sleep now. I really want to stay up and want to watch Conan. Well, that goes to show you how much TV I watch. He's off the air now, right? I want to watch TV. I want to read. I got to study. Sleep is optional to most of us. And what we don't realize is, not sleeping properly, proper sleep hygiene, which means preparing for bed at a certain time, getting to bed at that time, sleeping all night, waking up in the morning, not having that happen for you on a regular basis will speed you to disease. It will speed you to all sorts. Diabetes and cancer are rampant in people who don't sleep well. So there's a lot to be said for using a growth hormone booster just because it will help you sleep better, especially GABA. GABA, when I used to take GABA, Matt, it was like I couldn't even keep my eyes open. When it kicked in, it was lights out. It's lights out. It's like that. It's like Valium. It's like taking a Valium. It really is.
Yep.
So, if nothing else, it's worth using it at night to help give you a better sleep. And the reward is you're producing this huge amplitude and pulse of growth hormone that is going to end up converting into IGF-1, and you're going to use that all day long the following day as well.
Right. And as you said earlier, it's about quality, not quantity. You know, I mean, yes, you want to be doing things that you can do to extend your life as long as you can, but you want that quality of that extension to be good also.
Right.
So if if by taking GABA at night, even if those large increases just happen to only cause you to sleep better, just sleeping better alone, like you said, has all of these benefits to it. So whether or not it translates into, you know, massive slabs of lean muscle, it probably doesn't, because unless you're taking massive amounts of injectable growth hormone with a concert of other drugs, you don't see that happen.
Right, right.
So it's not something that I would go into thinking that you're going to buy this $50 supplement that's going to, you know, be the equivalent to shooting GH, because it's just not going to. But the overall benefits to using it in concert with all of the other things that you're doing, you know, I don't see why it's a bad thing at all.
Well, I'll tell you something that we totally forgot about, and I got to say, we just have a couple minutes here, but if you are undergoing surgery, if you are overcoming an injury, growth hormone, you want growth hormone, you want to try to do anything you can to elevate growth hormone, because it's growth hormone and its metabolites that will speed the healing process. So if you're the kind of person who's getting ready to go in for surgery, I would absolutely entertain getting some of these agents and start using them at night, at sleep, or any other time during the day that it's appropriate to take them, if you have to take them on empty stomach and so on, because every little bit of extra growth hormone you produce will just speed the healing process.
And that's something you want to reduce as much as you possibly can, especially coming, I mean, I've had 15 surgeries in 10 years, so you definitely want to be recovered as fast as you possibly can.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, listen, Matt, I think you really have given the short list for someone to go into launch their first supplement if they want to launch a supplement. I see a growth hormone promoting Jell-O coming down the pipe here very shortly. I really do.
It would be interesting.
They better put our picture on it, Matt.
They better.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, there you go. So that's it. And if you do want to hear about how to mask any drug, you have to listen to yesterday's show up on the website, listen to the podcast. As always, Matt Cahill, the official Superhuman Radio supplement guru, delivering real, real valuable information to you with no ties to any supplement companies whatsoever. Matt, thank you very, very much for all of your hard work.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. And we will see everybody Monday with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Remember, muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit. We'll see you next week.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.